There are two protest rallies planned for Brisbane this weekend. Tomorrow, Free the Refugees. It's at Main Street, Kangaroo Point, 2 p.m. They're going to shut down Main Street. Tonight, Stand With Hong Kong at King George Square. The Premier yesterday said, oh, don't go to these rallies. It's against the health advice. She should stop the rallies. We saw what happened last weekend when 30,000 people marched. The same thing happened in Melbourne. We've got a COVID-19 positive from the rally in Melbourne. We are trying to move on. It is against the rules for these rallies to take place. I cannot understand why the politicians, the Premier, the state government just don't step in and go, this is not happening. In New South Wales, to stop these same rallies, they've gone to the Supreme Court. Here we say, oh, just don't go. I want to take you to another story that's related. It's about the border closures and the police service clocking up thousands and thousands of hours in overtime and also $8,565 a week in catered food costs. The reason, the police minister says, is communities are facing an unprecedented challenge. The police service is enforcing the directions of the chief health officer. Well, if we have to shut the borders and rack up overtime and pay $8,500 a week to feed the police, that's just at the border, that's just not at the airport as well, then why can't we stop a rally? The double standards are unbelievable. The public are furious about these rallies. They want to have a house party. They're not allowed to have one. They can't play community sport yet because of all these rules. They want to get on with their life, yet you can just go and have a rally and shut down Main Street, and all the authorities say is, please don't go. I'll give you a tip. When the authorities tell people to not do something, they'll do it.